Hi again, this is Steve Mentz, curator of Lost at Sea. The next item on the audio tour is the first major work of ocean science written in early modern Europe. Isaac Vossius's Treatise Concerning the Motion of the Seas and Winds was first published in Latin in 1663 and then translated into English in 1677. Vossius was originally from Holland, but he led the life of a wandering scholar before settling in England in 1670. Many of Vossius's scientific claims were widely off the mark. He insisted that the moon had nothing to do with the ocean's tides. According to Vossius's theory, the warming action of the sun alone accounted for the movement of the tides and also of the prevailing winds and currents in the ocean, all of which, he believed, followed the sun's course westward. What's valuable about Vossius's analysis of this problem isn't his erroneous conclusion, but his rigorous application of logic and scientific method to determining the systemic movements of the seas and the winds. The oceans and transoceanic travel created massive challenges for early modern science, as far-flung voyages gathered new information about strange places in the world. The scientific habits of scholars like Vossius represented an attempt to come to grips with this disorderly world through logic and human reason.